You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. It is good to be with you. Fall is here, which means your store turns over and you start selling all the pumpkin spice and the cinnamons and the caramels.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. If you have not been into one of our stores lately, you definitely need to come check that out. Just the smells alone are worth the trip. It's a problem.
No, it's not a bad problem to have. I wish we had a smell-o-vision like on TV, but on radio, so everyone could smell what your store smell like.
I have to tell you, the Amazon guy, he comes to my house and he's always like, all right, your house smells so good when you open the door. And I just laugh. I'm like, Osmond Designs, you should go check it out. He's like, I'm going there after work. Just makes me laugh. That's all good.
So great. Well, a good smelling home is step one in selling a home, right?
Yes. Having a clean home that smells nice. I mean, it's just selling your home 101. So yes, if you are looking at selling your home, maybe just think about those things. And if you're not thinking of selling your home, just make your home great for the holidays. I think there's nothing better than walking in and feeling like it's cozy and it's warm, and yeah, smells do that. So
yeah, for sure. And we've moved away sort of from the warm chocolate chip cookies maybe to the more like pumpkin spices and stuff like
that. Yeah, the apple cinnamons. I mean, there's so many, many great fragrances. One of the great things we have at Osmond Designs right now is it's kind of top secret, but okay, you know the Disneyland ride, Soarin'?
Yeah.
Where they spray that orange smell,
yeah,
when you're flying over. Oh, we have that at Osmond Designs. We have the company, we're the exclusive vendor, retailer for all of Utah for this brand out of Canada. So not only do they do that, but they do all the BMW dealerships and like some pretty big corporate accounts. And now we're bringing it to residential, which is pretty cool.
So cool.
So cool. Okay. We are so lucky to have Dan Evans back again. He's with Summit Real Estate. How's it going, Dan?
It's going great. And it's funny you bring up smells, because I was at a listing appointment at someone's house last week, and once in a while you walk in a house and it smells so good, and I have little kids, so our house smells like little kids mixed with good smells.
Smell good. I feel that so much.
But I walked in and I'm like, this smells so good. And so I'm in my head, I'm like, how do I just find out what their smell is without being obvious? And
being weird.
Yeah. But then eventually I just had to be weird and say, hey, what's the smell? And they said whatever it was. And I Googled it. And guess what? The first thing came up was, is I could buy it at Osmond Design.
No.
And so that was really funny.
Yes.
So anyway, it makes a big difference.
So this is just a little step up from all the ones you get at Walmart and Target and, you know, the Puras. We sell those at Osmond Designs too, but this is like a whole nother level.
It was,
it's unreal, you guys.
That smell, then Pura, and then Walmart is way below.
So we're stocked up at the Orem store. We've sold out, I think, twice already, probably soon to be three times. We bought more this time, but I'm sure there's going to be a rush after this show. So run there, get your scent airs. They're incredible. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Is that the brand Centair, the Soarin'?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes a great Christmas gift too, right?
It really does, you guys. I know we're not really thinking about that yet, but you know, pre-buy your Christmas gifts, less stress during
those
the holidays.
People you don't know who to shop for, you're like, here's sister-in-law. we don't talk very much, but
it's not a size problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're just solving all the issues.
I don't have to guess.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today. We get to talk about all the good things real estate related. And Dan Evans, you're one of the experts on the Summit Real Estate. You really specialize not only in residential, but I would say more luxury residential. Would you say so?
Yeah, I would say so. We sell all across all price ranges, but we definitely focus on the luxury homes.
That's awesome. So what's going on in the national market right now?
National Market is interesting. It is, more than anything, kind of a pocket market for every single market. But nationwide, you'll see headlines that will say inventory is way higher. It's exploded. Currently, inventory is still lower than what it was pre-pandemic in most areas. But nationally, sales are still somewhat normal, is the weird thing. Even with all the interest rates going up and all the news about more inventory, sales are still somewhat the same.
That's crazy. How about Utah?
Utah is interesting. So I came here with a little fun fact of a stat. And so we'll say Utah, we'll say Salt Lake County. So today, as of 5 minutes before recording, we had 2,330 homes for sale in Salt Lake County. That is close to 1,000 lower than what we had in 2019.
What?
So something to keep in mind. Yeah. So even though it's double what it was in 2021, we're still lower than what it was. So of those listings, 1,359 have been on the market more than 30 days.
Really?
Yeah. So that is 60% of our inventory has been sitting more than 30 days.
So there's just not enough buyers?
What it is that remaining 40% or 971 homes, those are the homes that are turning over every month.
Yeah.
And we're seeing competing bids. We're seeing bidding wars on homes like that. The remaining, they're either too high priced.
I agree.
They don't smell good enough.
They don't smell good enough. Yeah. Like, we're out. This was not a good house.
It's usually they don't smell good enough. But usually it's a price, or they need to do some projects to the home to have it ready for the market. The market's very picky if you aren't what the market wants.
And I think, Dan, especially in the luxury home market, people don't want fixer-uppers.
No.
So you have to maintain your home. You know, just the bare minimums, you know, curb appeal, and then you walk into the home and the paint needs to be touched up, those baseboards, and just the very simple things that you think are obvious, you know, weed the yard. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. And you need to look at it as, a lot of people will say, if our home isn't the current trend, like today's trend, then we don't want to put money into it because someone's going to do what they want anyway. The shift in mindset is, when you go to sell your home, you are now marketing an asset. It's not your home anymore. It's someone else's home. And so if you do a project like paint or make it smell better or change out carpet or fixtures, you're doing that as a marketing expense for your home. And even if the buyer changes it, you're trying to make it what the buyer wants.
I think that's amazing. Okay, so right before the show, we were talking about a really killer listing you just put on the market. It's how much? $4.5
million? $4.5 million in Alpine.
Chump change.
Affordable. No, it's in Alpine Cove. It's up kind of in the foothills of Alpine.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. I live on a canyon in Salt Lake County, and I went to the home, and it made me feel bad about the views that we have at our house. It is stunning in that Alpine Cove. The home is a former parade home. Heather actually designed the furniture on it. The home is 10 years old, but it looks brand new. But I mean, it's on an acre. It has 10,000 square feet. The house is unbelievable.
Like, one of my favorites for sure. And I think the furnishings are timeless. Like, I think it still looks current, which is crazy. And it's 10 years old.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas. The furniture is timeless and it's elegant and it looks amazing. I mean, they have an open concept theater room, which was not a thing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And even just the way it's designed, every room in the house, you're looking at Lone Peak and looking at these beautiful foothills.
I think it's incredible. So, you know, buying quality furniture that will last is an investment. You can have beautiful furniture, and if you take good care of it, it's great, and it does help sell homes.
Oh, my goodness. It does. And, you know, often you don't think about that, but the furniture being timeless is one thing that has helped this home keep its relevance over 10 years.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. Okay, the importance of staging, Dan, right? You're a marketing guru. You're a genius when it comes to this stuff. Photography, all those things, videos and photos and things. People look online before they ever walk into a home.
Yes. So homes will get tens of thousands of views online, and they'll get 5 or 10 showings. And so you can't help someone who looks online. You can't help them go into the home. And so staging is important. So not only photography, hiring a good professional photographer, which any good real estate person should have on staff. And then second is having the home photo ready. So looking at what current trends are and having your home get as close to that as possible. Or if your home isn't that point and you don't have the budget for it, is pricing it to where someone can take on that project themselves.
But Dan, you don't have this problem. We all look better in photos than we do in real life. Let's just say
those filters. Yeah, those
Hey, trust me, people see me and they go, ah.
You know, you can't really do filters on real estate. I don't know.
That's true, but we all look better in our Instagram profiles than we do in real life. Let's be honest.
Oh my gosh, look at us go. What is going on in 2023?
Yeah. But yeah, the photos do help a lot.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people will come into the home and they'll say, wow, that home is bigger than I expected it to be. Even though the numbers are on the listing, you'll see 10,000 square feet. Usually that's a sign that the furniture, the design in the house isn't fitting for the house.
Yes.
So you hear little coded things like that, which means for the price, that square footage is a lot.
Absolutely. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Dan Evans with Summit Real Estate on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz. Heather Osmond is with me. She's the owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs with two stores in Lehigh and in Orem, and soon to be one at Traverse Mountain, which is a little closer to me.
I know. I'm a little impatient. The plans are in the city. We're just waiting for some bids to come back. You know, commercial real estate is a little bit different than residential. Yeah, there's, you know, just year lead times on steel beams and, you know, all those good things. But we will eventually be at the Traverse Mountain, and we're super excited that we'll easily service our Salt Lake community. And
we're having a big grand opening, right? And I say we, like, I'm involved.
Oh, you're
right?
So going to be there. Okay. It's a Mountain Modern store. It's a two-story. It's incredibly beautiful.
I'll come host it for you.
Not only is the real estate beautiful, but the furniture is going to be even better. So, you know, right now we have stores in Lehigh and in Orem. And if you haven't been in our store for a while, you need to come check it out. We're having our 20th year anniversary. So come celebrate with us. We always have the no one beats our prices guarantee. Currently, we have an additional 20% off till the end of the month, which is amazing. And it's all in stock. We have almost 45,000 square feet of furniture in stock. Bring your trucks and trailers and you take it home today. It's not like you have to wait 8 weeks or 12 weeks or 6 months for your stuff. And the other cool thing is you can get unique stuff at great prices. We have all the best designer brands in the country. And, you know, we do model homes. So more of that price point as well. So come check it out. A lot of fun. Today we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. If you're just joining us, he's one of the best real estate agents in the state of Utah and really features and specializes in the luxury home market. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, even for a smell pick-me-up, I stop by Osmond Designs. You see the smell break, you go over there.
Pumpkin spice, you know, cinnamon apple. There's so many good scents for the fall season. And as soon as you plug those in your home and have those diffusers and all the good stuff, people go, wait, what? Why does our home smell so good right now? What's going on?
Yeah, we always notice when it goes out is then our home starts to smell like boys again, is usually what happens.
Lysol and Clorox. Just start spraying that
dogs
everywhere.
Dogs and kids.
Dogs and kids. I love Utah. I mean, where else can you just have all the fun in the world?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a ton of fun. And with the House of Boys, it smells very interesting all the time.
Lots of laundry. Oh, goodness. Okay, Dan, we're talking about anything and everything real estate. How did you get into this industry? Let's introduce you a little bit.
So I started back. I did an LDS mission and I came home, and this sounds really dumb, but I saw my brother, I saw what he made in, I don't remember what year it was, but that number seemed so astronomical to me. And real estate, as you know, of course, looks super easy going in. Mm-hmm. Looks like the easiest job in the world.
Oh yeah, sign up.
Everyone can do it. Any dummy can handle it. And I heard someone describe it as it is the hardest easy job in the world, if that makes any sense. Which is like to do it really well, it's actually pretty hard, as you know. And so I started in that as I was going to school and then transitioned into it full time.
That's amazing. So I have my real estate license. I've had it for 28 years. In the beginning, I was selling full time.
And then I would go into people's homes and I would be horrified. And I was like, you can't sell your home like this. This looks terrible. I had taken some interior design classes at Brigham Young University and also some business and advertising classes. And that was kind of just the humble beginnings of Osman Designs. I started with a desk and a chair and a bookcase. And I just started ordering stuff for neighbors and friends and really transitioned from being a real estate agent to what Osman Designs is today. So I know how much work it takes. I mean, there was a lot of knocking doors and putting flyers on doorknobs and all the good stuff. We didn't even have cell phones back in the day. Dan, we're old now. What's going on?
Oh, man. I remember stopping by for sale by owners, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was crazy. I talked to a guy the other day and I was calling about a listing that we had in a gated community.
Yeah.
And he said something like, if you're not busy enough to call me, I don't want to work with you. And I'm like, hey, have you ever seen an ad for Coca-Cola? Or have you ever seen an ad for any insurance agency in the country? Like, they all advertise. This is me advertising what we're doing.
Yeah. Good on you.
Yeah, you got to get on the phones.
I love that. So your office is very aggressive for your listings. You guys do not sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Tell us a little bit about what makes you guys different.
That's a good question. Well, I mean, Heather, it's funny enough, yesterday, one of the agents that I work with was calling around a listing of mine, contacted Heather, and then told all of us, hey, I think I've got this person who wants to sell their house. And I said, well, Heather and I worked on a deal a month ago.
Yes.
But what we do well, we do a few things really well, is we really focus on anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate transactions have the same beats every single time. It's just different people and different things. So we feel like we should be ahead of the customer on every single bit of it. So if you're sitting around, you have your home for sale with us, or you have it pending with us, and you're wondering what's going on, we consider that a failure for us.
Wow.
So we need to be ahead of them every single time. So we try to take a concierge level approach where we're listening and understanding what you need, but making sure it feels really easy because you're asking us to help it out. I know, and you know this too, there are a lot of agents in our industry that will gin up drama because they want to feel like they earned their commission.
Right.
And so for us, no drama is a win for everyone, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's how we earn our commission, is make it as smooth as possible for everyone.
Well, and you are so professional. Like I had mentioned, I have my real estate license. I really only do it for my own investments and for friends and family. And my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, recently purchased a home that you had listed. So I represented them. And you are so good. This was about a month ago. It was in a beautiful gated community in the Provo River Bottoms. Gorgeous neighborhood, great home. And, you know, the seller is a very successful businessman, right?
Yes.
And so that was probably a challenge. He definitely knows his stuff and had specific needs and wants. And you know, my sister and her husband are the same. And so you and I negotiating that, there wasn't any drama. It was very simple. He knew what he wanted to sell it for. My sister and brother-in-law knew what they wanted to pay, and it was a done deal.
It was a done deal, and it was an amazing fit for them for that house, too.
Yeah.
That was a wild thing. But yeah, when it comes down to it, is we shouldn't jam our systems down someone's throat, is we have to customize our customer experience for the client. And so that particular gentleman, he had a very specific set of needs and protocols he wanted us to follow. And so then we tried to work our customer service within that to where he never felt like we were dropping the ball, or where he ever felt like there was a question in the transaction.
I love
that. And he was hands-on, too.
He was very hands-on, which is awesome. I love that so much. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Dan Evans of Summit Realty. He is one of the top experts in the luxury residential real estate market on the show with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. We're here every week for you to talk about the latest trends in real estate and Utah home buying. Joined, of course, by Heather Osman of Osman Design. She's the owner and interior designer down there. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. It's good to be with you. Our guest today is above my pay grade, let's be honest. I can't afford the homes he's selling, and I just don't live in the luxury real estate world. I just don't. But I love the name drops. I love that, you know, there's a market for it. I'm just not in it.
We're all curious about how the rich and famous live.
Right.
And
that's
Dan
right.
gets to work with them and represent them in selling and buying homes. Dan, you're super cool in the Utah market here.
Yeah, it's great. You can't talk about it to anybody.
No. It's secrets.
Exactly.
Yes. I love that.
But yeah, so luxury market. And by the way, you live in a great area.
I know.
I know where you live. Yeah, that's a great spot.
And I'll get there. I'll be in the luxury market one day. It's just I'm not there yet.
Whatever. Lindsay, you're doing great.
Lindsay, you're doing great. So we were talking off air just about a recent experience of ours. So the biggest issue you hear all the time is interest rates are so high.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely high. And a year ago, when people thought this was just a short-term thing, they'd say something cute like, you know, date the rate and marry the house. Mm-hmm. And it was like adorable until your payments double what it used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like, great, but my wallet.
Yeah. That cheery payment. That cheery saying doesn't get you through a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what we're starting to see is, so now we're in year two of 7%-ish rates. And there's projections all over the map about rates going down and up. And if you're primarily in the luxury market, most of those people doing cash or a portfolio loan. If you're in the middle market, you're getting loans mm-hmm. and it costs more money. Money is not cheap right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just on the phone right as I was coming in. And this is a couple that they purchased a home in 2020. So they actually relocated from Chicago. And I'm sure they'll be fine with me talking about this. But they came from Chicago. April of 2020 in Chicago was lockdown Wuhan, China.
I mean, it was
you didn't leave your apartment.
Right.
You didn't see anybody. DoorDash, I don't know how they ate.
Yeah.
So they had to relocate. And so we looked at homes in Alpine. And when we were looking at homes, I mean, Utah in April of 2020 was pretty locked down, not as locked down as Chicago was.
Sure.
And
yeah.
so even by my standards of having to meet with people, they were, I mean, borderline hazmat suits as we were looking through stuff. And so I thought about them because, I mean, they had to make this journey across the country when we thought that if you got near a person with COVID, you were dead.
Yeah.
And
so it was scary. It was a scary time.
It was a scary time.
We didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what we found with buyers like them in 2020 and 2021 is it wasn't like they were looking for their dream home. They were just trying to get something because they didn't want to have to deal with all the hassle. And we were all scared. I mean, it was a scary time.
Yeah.
So they bought a home in a great neighborhood, killer spot. There's lots of kids. They have kids and they have it. What they found in the 3 years since they bought it is they still love their home. They love where they live, but that they're spending most of their time like a mile and a half away.
Mm.
And so they had called me the other day saying, hey, what about this neighborhood? And we talked about it a little bit and just said, okay, here's the reality of it is if you're going to be happier in that other neighborhood, can you afford to make that transition from this neighborhood to that neighborhood? Fortunately for them, they bought in April of 2020. And so their home's gone up in value a lot. But we are discussing that kind of a move. And so that's something I've seen more common is if you bought a home in 19 even, 20, 21, 22, is more often than not people were buying because that's what they could get.
Right.
And not what they wanted.
So maybe it's a lateral move more so than a step up and then wait for things to turn kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Or, I mean, look at your lifestyle. I mean, I know I mentioned we have little boys. And so my boys we have something every night.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of, hey, what do you want to do tonight? It's just, hey, what three places do you need to go to?
And it's usually divide and conquer. Like, you go to that one, I'll go to this one.
It takes three grown adults
tonight
to handle two kids.
Yeah. And then you're like, hey, what's your name again? Oh, yeah, you're a middle kid. Okay, got it. So anyway, So we found that they were spending so much time in that other area and they looked at it and they said, okay, we can get this type of home in that neighborhood and our lifestyle fits that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to make that move. And so we've seen more people talking about lifestyle is now there's actually homes on the market. You have an ability to find something decent. So do I want to live in this home that I got with a cheap rate in 2020 or do I actually want to start living my life? And obviously you need to be responsible. But for these folks, they want to live where all their friends are and all their kids' friends are. And so I've started to see that pop up quite a bit more.
That's amazing. You know, a lot of people want to upsize. Other people want to downsize. I call it right sizing because at different times in your life, you have different needs. And like you're saying, you know, that other home probably fit what they wanted at the time. But now that they've been here, they are realizing, you know, we really are spending more time in this other neighborhood. It's where we want to be. And if you can afford to do it, why wouldn't you do that? One thing I really love about your firm is you guys have pocket listings. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have things that you have listed and you have buyers, but you know of a lot of people that will sell that maybe don't want to put their home on the market quite yet. But if you have the right buyer and they're willing to pay the right price, anything's for sale.
I keep waiting for that to happen to me. Like, who's coming to knock on my door?
We have Dan here. Okay. Yeah. I want you to know.
I will offer you $4 million for your house. Will you move?
Yes. Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes. Tomorrow. You can have all my clothes and silverware, too.
I'll just leave everything.
I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah. So to that point, and we'll be knocking on your door here soon. Okay, we make between the five agents on my team, hundreds of calls a day. And it's a lot of it is neighborhood based. So like these particular folks that I just mentioned, the neighborhood they want to buy in, guess what? There are no homes for sale in that neighborhood.
Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Big shock. Even though there's 2,300 homes for sale, it doesn't mean there's a lot for sale. Mm. I mean, especially compared to 4 years ago.
Right.
So for us, we know the neighborhood they want to buy. And so in the next week or so, we are going to spend about an hour or two a day actually calling that neighborhood. And these are the calls that people get in some neighborhoods. And it's a real buyer. They want to buy in the neighborhood. And sometimes, I mean, I talk to people all the time. They're like, isn't the market awful? And it's like, compared to what or for who? You know, the market isn't awful. It's just a different market than it was a year ago.
It's so true.
Yeah. So we'll try to find a home for those people in that neighborhood.
I love that so much. So oftentimes you might pay a little bit higher interest rate, but maybe you're saving $100,000 on the home because the people just have to sell. So, you know, it's not just always about the interest rate.
Yeah. It's not always about the interest rate. Is now it's more about what's the lifestyle that you're living and where do you need to be? And you mentioned people that are right-sizing their home. I mean, I meet with probably two or three people a week where they want to sell their current home that is, say, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10,000 square feet, and it's just two people, and it's not meant for a couple that's aging, and they want to move somewhere else. And you know what they're finding is they get a little bit of sticker shock when they find out what these 55-plus communities cost.
Oh, my word.
And so that's the other little shift we've seen is, I mean, you know, it is you'll see these pockets of neighborhoods, usually gated, where it's like a twin home or a smaller house. You're like, hey, older people, enjoy this neighborhood where you're jammed in. Is we've seen people right size into just traditional neighborhoods, but just something that's a main floor living.
That's so true. Okay, so 90% of millionaires made their money in real estate. You guys, it's not their day job.
No.
It's investing in real estate. You can make more money by buying a home and then having the equity over 5, 10, 20, 30, you know, it's your retirement, really. Mm-hmm. And if you have multiple homes, if you're an investor, I mean, that just compounds. You're killing it in the world.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. That phrase is like, make your money in your day job and keep and make more money in real estate.
Exactly. And make money while you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice getting checks in the mailbox.
It really is. We were just talking about a mutual friend of ours, and they've been renting a home for 15 years. Can you imagine being the landlord of that home and having the nicest, sweetest, most amazing tenants for 15 years?
Oh, they are ideal tenants for sure. And some people, I think oftentimes, and I fall into the same trap, I think all of us do, is you think what is right now is what always will be. And so you get stuck in just a fixed mindset of, okay, here's how it is. But even sometimes, and we talk about these friends a fair amount, is they have drawn up and considered so many different plans for different homes. And meanwhile, 15 years has gone by and they're in the same spot. Is sometimes even just making a move get some momentum going as well.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So Dan, tell us about some of your other cool listings you have on the market right now.
Well, that Alpine one's pretty awesome.
That is.
Oh yeah. It's a great one. There's another community. So we have a listing and it's in Bluffdale. So Bluffdale is the city that you drive by as you're going over the point of the mountain, either towards Utah County or coming from Utah County up. And as you're going across the point of the mountain, you see gravel pit on the east side. And on the west side, there is actually probably several thousand homes and a thriving community there. And of course, those people are pumped because the prison just got torn down.
It's the best ever. Oh. Have you seen the plans for the retail development that's going in?
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Between that and then, what's it called? Utah City and Vineyard?
Vineyard. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Boyer, we had them on the show the other day and they talked about that. That was unbelievable.
The Boyers are brilliant people that way. And I mean, to take what used to be a blight in the community and turn it into something so thriving is going to be great. But yeah, Bluffdale is a city that I think a lot of these people for the last two decades of me selling real estate, eventually the prison's going to move. Eventually the prison's going to move. Now they actually get to capitalize on that opportunity. So we have a home in that neighborhood. It's called Independence. Really cool spot. And this is a great home. It's about 3,000 square feet for $650. And that neighborhood, you are walkable to parks. You have a bunch of neighbors right nearby you. It's a great spot. Beautiful house and nice craftsman style.
That sounds incredible, Dan. You know, last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this real estate show. We are so grateful to partner with them. They are one of those community banks. They've been in business for 130 years, which is unbelievable. Not only do they do residential, but they do commercial. They do construction loans, they do HELOC loans, auto loans, everything in between. They are trusted and safe, loyal friends of Utah and love to invest in our community. They have loan committees twice a week. They don't send their stuff and outsource it to other companies, you know, in California or New York or whatever. They do it in-house and it's just quick and easy. And they tell you what info they need. And the approval process could not be better. They're personally friends of mine. I run all my commercial business through Central Bank and so grateful for them in helping me grow my own personal business. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Dan Evans, one of the all-time best luxury home residential real estate agents in the state of Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is with me of Osmond Designs. I love doing this show with you, Heather, because I've learned so much. Every week, I tell you this, I get inspired to go either update my home or get into be an investor. You guys make it sound so easy. Like, oh, just sell your home and buy another one and take on 33 properties. Like,
you know, if you don't get anything else from this show that we do every single week, we've been doing it for just over 3 years. I hope that you just love your home. You should not be in a home that you don't love. We all spend more time in our homes than ever before. And it's so important. Dan Evans with Summit Realty on the Real Estate Show with us. One of the top, probably the all-time best luxury home real estate agent in the state of Utah. Dan, you're super cool. I'm just saying, we're honored to have you.
Oh, well, thank you. I like it. It keeps on getting bigger and bigger every time. Maybe reigning the universe of real estate.
Yeah, the king of real estate. Here we go. Dan, let's give a shout out to some of your other cool listings that you have going on right now.
Perfect. Okay, thanks. And by the way, it's interesting is this home, this show actually sells homes. I mentioned, I think, two or three listings last time and all of them sold between the time we talked to them.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
So let's talk about Wasatch County or Midway. So Midway, I think, often is known as kind of a neighborhood community for Park City. And what's interesting about Midway, and a lot of people will buy second homes there or they'll be attracted to the fact that they can go to Park City. So if you are an outdoors enthusiast, let's talk about Midway. Midway has two lakes within 10 minutes of it. So if you like boating, you cross that off. They have 6-7 golf courses within 20 minutes. Cross that off. You have world-class cycling and mountain biking within minutes because you have the foothills right there. Running, all kinds of stuff there. So Midway is incredible.
Okay, but do they have a Target? Sorry, Midway.
No, it's kind of small town. Swiss days, Lindsay.
Moving on.
No Target there.
Clearly, you can see where my priorities lie.
Yeah, listen.
That's a drive to go to the Target.
Yeah, listen, Swiss days covers all your Target needs once a year.
That's fair. I did go to Swiss days.
They do have gas
year.
Stations and grocery stores.
That's true.
That's all you need. That's
they
all
have
need.
A neighborhood Walmart.
They do.
Kind of close.
Yes, we're good.
So Midway, anyway, sneaky outdoor community, not one that gets talked about very often in Utah. We have two listings in Midway, one at $1.4 million and one at $1.7 million. Both are semi-custom homes. you are, I mean, when you're in Midway, it is just a different vibe. We, true story, we actually had our wedding reception at a place called Johnson Mill in Midway. It, I didn't know about it before, and now it's a rehab center, so that's kind of sad. But,
but all your rehab needs.
Shout out to Johnson Mill. Anyway, what's interesting is everywhere that we were in that wedding, we look at our wedding photos, and you see just foothills and mountains, and then you have the lake. It is unbelievable. So these houses, both are, the 1.4 million is 4,500 square feet, immaculately finished. Smells very good, incidentally.
All right.
It is a very good smelling home.
If you just tuned in, we've been talking about the sights and smells of fall. So that's why that little funny joke actually means something to us.
Yeah, but it is really one of the better smelling homes I've been in. and then the $1.7 million home, 5,500 square feet, a custom architect actually designed and built it. So that's usually a person who's focused on these $10 million homes in Park City. They designed it. It is beautiful. It's near open space in Midway. These are two beautiful homes in Wasatch County. A lot of people think it's for the rich and famous up in Midway or for second homes. It is a phenomenal bedroom community.
I think it's super sweet and quaint, and I love their little main street, and I love their restaurants. When I'm up there doing interior design appointments, I love to just get some takeouts.
And you don't need a Target to survive.
You don't.
You just don't.
And it's just quiet, right? The homes aren't stacked on top of each other, and it's just beautiful. So definitely check out Midway. Okay, we have 1 minute left. Dan, give a shout out to one more of your listings before we close.
Okay, final one. We have, so you know the Jordan River Trail along the valley? That river trail, I know the Jordan River gets kind of some jokes made about it because it looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters, you know, sometimes. So my wife and I actually had kayaked down at one time. She surprised me with it. It wasn't a good surprise to start and turned into a great surprise when we were done. But that is a beautiful trail. You see wildlife everywhere. We have a listing. It's on the Draper side of it. So it's on Marsh Cove. It's off of 700 West in Draper / South Jordan. This home overlooks the preserve. So all you're looking at is wildlife flying around over the river trail.
Pretty.
You have no backyard neighbors. This home is for sale for $1.6 million. The gentleman owning it, he is moving to Lebanon of all places.
Wow.
So that's kind of fun. But it is a beautiful home. So if you want privacy and you want convenience to the city, that's a great spot.
Utah is the best. I'm just saying, I mean, how cool to be talking about all these cool features and just find out what you love and what speaks to you. And you can find it in Utah. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Dan Evans, Summit Realty. Definitely look for him. Check his stuff out. These listings are incredible. And if you're looking for a listing agent, he's one of the best. So there we go. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.